USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans traveling by air this 4th of July holiday are dealing with flight delays and cancellations. More than 1,900 flights within, into, or out of the United States haven't taken off so far Monday. More than 220 have been canceled. Illinois police say all the focus is going into finding the suspect responsible for a mass shooting that left 6 people dead and around 24 injured north of Chicago. One witness describes the beginning of the terror.
I heard a subsequent pop, 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 all in quick succession. And I thought to myself, that sounds like gunshots, but there's no way. We're sitting in Highland Park at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Police are looking for a white male between the ages of 18 and 20 years old with long black hair. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps hair, you'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil, PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Some cities across the United States are not having a traditional fireworks show.
There's a new way to celebrate the 4th of July without using explosives that is starting to catch on. Colorfully lit drones will be flying in patriotic formations over cities and towns across America this July 4th. It's being described as an appealing alternative to traditional pyrotechnics. Critics, some former military folks, and pet owners have been hating explosives for years due to noise, pollution, and injuries. One city using drones instead of explosives is Parker, Colorado. They said they would give it a try this year and see what the citizens think. Galveston, Texas, North Lake Tahoe, California, Imperial Beach, California, and Castle Pines, Colorado have made the switch. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Joey Chestnut is once again the winner of the annual Independence Day Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Chestnut eating 63 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
After her husband lost eyesight to a suicide bomber, Tiffany Smiley decided that she and her family would not stop fighting for their freedom. Smiley is running against Senate Democrat Patty Murray of Washington State in November. Murray has been representing Washington for about 30 years. Appearing on Fox News, Smiley explains why she chose to run without having prior experience in politics.
That suicide bomber did not take our family's fight, and it did not take away service over self. We believe in this country. We believe our service meant something. Scotty's service meant something, and we will never, ever stop fighting and standing up for what's right.
Republican Congressman from New York, Lee Zeldin, is running for governor of New York this upcoming election season. Congressman Zeldin weighs in on what he says is a major concern for his voters in New York, inflation.
It's actually pretty simple. We have to bring spending under control in this state. We've seen tens of billions of dollars added to the annual spending over the course of the last few years. We have to cut taxes across the board.
Mickey Sudo is once again the women's champion for the annual 4th of July hot dog eating contest in New York City. Sudo wolfing down 40 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. It's the 8th time she's won the contest. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.